So as we sit down to prepare for the channeling from Kryon, let us integrate the divine feminine, the divine masculine that is within us. Let us reflect on the past history of the Cathars, who understood the honouring of the divine feminine and understood the honouring of the divine masculine. It mirrored the energy of Gaia. Gaia was in harmony, in balance. And as we bring the masculine and feminine together, we also become in balance. It is our natural state of being. It is the peace that we feel from the trees, from the hills, from the rivers, the mountains, the air that is around us. This same natural state of peace is within you, ready to be accessed. And as you radiate that peace, those around you can feel it. You attract the light to you, and you spread the light to others. And it all exists within a system of benevolence, a cycle of reincarnation, where we come back to spread the light again. And we find ourselves sitting in a village in the year 2018. The light that was in the land is still here, and we are sharing that light and spreading it to the rest of the planet.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. Let's take a moment to look at things differently. But that is what this channel is all about. The things that I give now, I've given before, but not in this energy. We are still in the south of France, in an area called Cathar country. This is the third message that we give. What do you think is going to happen to this planet, dear ones? Have you ever thought to yourselves, where will we be in 1,000 years? Have you ever been concerned, perhaps, for your children? What does your culture tell you from wherever you are? What do spiritual leaders have to say about the future of the planet? Almost 6 years ago, there was a group of people very close to where you are, 1,000 gathered at the base of the mountain that you can see if you open your eyes. 1,000. December 21, 2012 was the date. And they were there because of an old energy prophecy given completely and totally out of context and in fear. And let me tell you why 1,000 gathered right here where you are. Because they were told that in the year 2012, December 21, that the earth would come to an end, and the only place that would be saved would be here. Of all of the places on the planet, somehow there was going to be total destruction, except here. And so they gathered and they waited, seemingly safe from what would happen on Earth, never understanding the beauty of the real prophecy, never understanding that nothing would happen that they could see. And they waited, and they waited, and they waited some more. And when it was clear that the prophecy did not come true, that there was no destruction, they left. I'd like to interview them and ask, what'd you think of it? How was it for you? And why were you really there? And so I start discussing yet again the grandness that you have never been taught, the majesty of the truth that is starting to prevail. Dear ones, you live in an old energy bias of the fear of the Creator. Does this make sense to you? That the Creator of this planet, who gave you the prophets of love, who showed you light, who gave you so many hints about the truth of your soul, that this Creator would then terminate you completely and wipe you out, except here, of course. It begins to be almost like a children's story that is believed by so many. And yet, dear ones, let me tell you the story that is given to so much of humanity all over the planet. And it goes like this. You're born into this planet as a victim. You haven't any choice at all about that. Somehow, for some reason, you are born dirty. And in this dirtiness of your existence, you have to live life. And in order not to be dirty, there are rules to follow from a loving Creator that will terminate you at the end of your life if you don't behave. And so you're careful. And in your lifetime, you have to live through war, through crusades, through that which is dark, which may get you at any time, at any turn, through evil that you don't understand, that you have to walk around in the dark. This is what you're told. Be careful, because you might not make it. Be careful, even if you do make it, to be good, because at the end, at your last breath, the Creator will send you to hell. This is the story that you have been given for eons about the loving God that created human beings in its own image. Think of this. The Creator created you in the image of God. What is that image? What is meant by that scripture? What could it mean? Does God look like a human? And the answer is, oh no. The image of God is the love and compassion of the Creator, which is imbued into your soul when you're born. born in the image of God. And how that ever got to be the story I just gave you is amazing. It seems that humans went to the lowest level possible and took the beauty of God and made it something evil that was going to get you if you weren't careful. And in that, there are so many realities that you could see of just how awful this is. 1,000 people expecting something like that, not understanding that the real prophecy was just the opposite. And the real prophecy I'll give you yet again. You should hear this yet again. The reason Kreion is here is to exist in the 36-year window of the precession of the equinoxes. That is centered around 2012. The ancients of this planet saw in the skies evidence of the wobble of the earth. And so many of them intuitively gave the same exact prophecy about what would happen if you made it past 2012. A humanity that seemed to go from war to war still had a chance to start a consciousness of awakening. A consciousness that would begin to see each other with more integrity. Maybe a consciousness that would see the soul. A consciousness that would awaken to peace. An evolution that could take place on this planet. And that is what the prophecy was. If you made it past 2012, that was going to happen. Humanity would be finished with war. Start putting things together. Start respecting each other more. Dear ones, I want you to look at your media, because that's what's happening. It's not an accident that it's happening now. We sit in an energy where you can sense between dimensions, and these truths become self-evident to high thinkers who think about their soul, why they're here, and the Creator who made them. The Cathar were way ahead of their time. Perhaps in a primitive way, they sensed what I speak of. But in an elegant way, the last Cathar said that that would return the belief, Catharism, which is the belief, perhaps, in the elegance of the soul, would return in 700 years. And that, dear ones, is right now. The prophecy of the ancients is even echoed, perhaps, in the last words of the Cathar. That is important. And it brings us to the question, why are you here? Are you starting to sense this beautiful truth, that the future of the planet has actually changed? I'll give you a statement I've given before. In all of your scripture that you cling to, in all of those perhaps who gave prophecies even out of scripture that you cling to, none of them prophesied today. They told you instead of an Armageddon, of a last war. They gave you information of horror. Some of you told you it would be in 2000, and some said it would be 2012. 1,000 people gathered here. If they had ever decided to ask the prophecies of the Maya, they would have known what really, truly was happening. That humanity was going to change so much that time itself would change, and that the calendar of the ancients would have to be torn down because consciousness of humanism would start to change so much that you won't even recognize it in the future. I told you this, again, I'll say it. There'll come a time when linear historians will look backwards and say everything from 2012 that was before it will be called the barbaric ages. Look what happened here. That was a barbaric age. The competition was between light and dark, not between belief systems, light and dark. And you might say, well, darkness won here. Really? Why is it still called Cathar country? Why is it that millions will come and feel this and hear the story of a small group of people? Because light prevails, as it has now and as it will. You are working with times to come where the struggle will be between the new and the old consciousness thinking. You will see it many times. It starts now. You see it in your politics. You will see it in your economy. You will expect greater integrity, and this will become worldwide. And the ones who stay in an old energy of greed, out of integrity, you will see them immediately for what they are. And believe me, they won't survive. Not in the light. Not in Cathar country. I want to remind you where you sit, dear ones who are with me right now in this message. I want to remind you that light has lasted here, that the memory of the honoring of a soul has lasted here. With a group who saw Jesus differently than the others, even to the fact that they believed in reincarnation. Light of the soul is what they saw. And the belief around Cathar will grow in its understanding of what happened. This is a return in 2012 to a higher consciousness. It's why you sit here. It's why you study this. 1,000 people. Perhaps today they know. And yet some of them will go home and will expect doom again because of what they've been told instead of what they feel. Let humanity start to feel between dimensions and drop that which does not show your magnificence. Drop the fear that may surge within you for something you were told instead of something you know intuitively is different. That's what brought you here. The world is beginning to show the patterns. The things that have hidden that are sacred will start to be exposed. the systems to come that will help your consciousness, the connections that are beginning. Watch for these things, for they are all in front of you. With free choice, dear ones, you can guide what happens next into integrity and peace, instead of what you were told might happen here. That's the message of Kryon. That's the message that so many are receiving intuitively all around the planet. That's the truth. Capture this energy for a moment. Feel it for yourselves. And so it is.